Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 75 for Friday, September 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Friday morning due to action in the Canadian currency and gains in the U.S. soy complex. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to its U.S. counterpart. Taking a look at the charts, canola was anywhere from 60 cents to a dollar and a half higher, with the November contract checking in at $472.20 a ton. That's up $1.20. Wet weather across parts of Western Canada continues to delay the harvest and spark concerns over the quality of the canola. An announcement yesterday by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that Canada has reached a four-year agreement with China over dockage allowances and exports of canola was supportive. However, large world supplies of oil seeds limited the gains and harvest pressure was a feature. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 12 to 14 cents lower. The most active November contract was at $9.62 a bushel. Heavy commercial selling was a main feature of the morning's activity. The cash basis is much weaker right now. U.S. bean yields are higher than expected. Chinese imports were also down in the month of August compared to July. On the other side of the coin, though, excess rain in parts of the Midwest is starting to cause flooding, and that was supportive. Corn was relatively unchanged, with the December contract coming in at $3.36 a bushel. Strong U.S. export numbers were tempered by news that China has imposed a 33.8% dumping duty on exports of dried distillers' grains. There seems to be a lot of guessing right now about the true state of corn yields in the U.S., and that is causing some hesitation in the market. The market also looks to be stuck in sideways trading until more fundamental news about the U.S. corn crop comes out. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.07 a bushel. The market was hit by spillover losses in corn and soybeans. The trade is still swingy, although rallies can't seem to sustain themselves. Weekly U.S. export sales on wheat continue to churn along at better than expected levels. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, September 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.